about the whole world versus you and Slim. As long as I keep it real, and you keep it real, and fuck how they feel, fuck how they feel. I'm in this for you, we ain't doing this for them. How you feel about the whole world versus you and Slim?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. And I am your host. This is Tariq. Let me put on some music so I can really get into a groove. Because my shit, my voice is real janky right now, fam. So don't even trip on that. Let me get my Mac and music going on real quick. Hold on. There we go. Hold on. Let me get it cracking. All right. Let me let y'all see what we looking like over here. Let me show y'all the visuals. All right. There we go. Oops. Wrong visual. Shit. All right, there we go. What's up, man? Welcome to Ism Radio. As you can hear, I'm Tariq, by the way, for those who don't know, all the new people. My voice is real fucked up right now. My voice is janky. I lost my voice. I was traveling. Then I got in from traveling. And then I did a live Ustream show for 2.5 hours, so that just shot my voice completely out. I couldn't talk at all yesterday, but I'm talking a little bit today. And I missed the lovely ladies, so I had to come on in. You know, I worked through the pain. I worked through the fucking pain. And I had to come over here and join my ladies to chop up good game. And we have the lovely Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Who looks so different.
Yeah. I'm doing good. What's up?
Yes, indeed. She got the Ashanti hair going on.
Ashanti. Yeah. I like the Diana.
Turn so we can see you in the camera, sweetie. There you go. Look how fucking
Diana,
sexy she is.
Diana.
But you just have like the weirdest angle.
I know. That's why when we move, because we're moving possibly next month to a bigger space where I can really set it up with the angle so we can do what we want to do. Yes, and we have the other lovely female co-host. We have Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
I got my braids. Who am I?
Got those.
Erica,
you are.
Janet.
No, yeah.
Janet? Poetic Janet? Justice?
Yeah. No,
whatever. Who else was
who else were braids?
Who has braids?
Brandy.
Brandy,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. I'll be Brandy.
Rick fucking James.
Oh, damn.
You are so
speaking
terrible.
Of Rick James, yes. I'm sad. Charlie Murphy died.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Murphy died.
That
man.
Broke my heart.
Sad.
That was, yeah.
That was so
but Charlie looked sick, though. You know?
He did
look sick.
He did, but I didn't know he had leukemia.
Me either. Yeah.
I never knew that.
And yeah, I'm really surprised because, you know, leukemia nowadays, most people.
Move your mic back, baby.
Most people survive leukemia nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like a
you're right.
Cancer.
Yeah. Maybe
so
he
I'm
caught
really
it
surprised.
Late. Yeah. And he has money to, you know what I mean, get the best treatment. So.
But ain't that ironic? His wife died.
His wife
of cancer,
died too,
and then
yeah.
He died from cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I think Eddie's mom had something. His mom, their mother, because I say mother, she had something that Dr. Sebi cured.
You know, really?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, wow.
Y'all Google that, by the way. I heard that. Eddie Murphy's mother had some kind of illness that Dr. Sebi cured back in the day.
There's
something going on with the family. But hey, my condolences go out to, you know, the Murphy family.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very sad tragedy.
You know,
man, so the phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number. I know I sound like a nigga from Brooklyn. And people are like, what's wrong with Tariq?
Exactly.
Look, because niggas, you know, you can tell a nigga a million times what's wrong. My voice is out. And when we post the video, it's going to be a million comments. Hey, man, I think your audio was fucked up. Your voice was messed up. Nigga, my voice is gone. So that's what I'm going to do some text-to-speech in the show later if my voice gets too jacked. Yes.
No.
I heard you over there playing with that mess.
Yes, a little text-to-speech.
My forehead looked big on camera. With these
no. They just called out to see the back of my head.
Stand up. Show them your sundress. It's sundress season.
No.
Show them. Show them your beautiful sundress.
Oh,
look at Sarah.
Pretty.
Ain't that cute? Turn around,
super
Sarah.
Pretty.
Look
okay.
at Sarah.
Okay.
Trying to have a little bubble sticking out. It's sundress season.
My booty?
Them cheeks are jiggling. And look at Layla. Oh, Layla, stand up. Layla,
I look like more
look
than
at Layla.
I look like I got Kanye West outfit on.
Layla,
you know,
got,
you know,
look
got
at Layla with
them
the
thick.
Look at Layla.
With the camel toe.
Oh, with the camel. Oh, no, my vagina is kind of fat. Let me see that.
Oh, it's sticking out. well, say it with her mouth open.
Let me sit down. Let me sit down.
Layla said
Tariq,
it's kind of
fat. That was set up.
Because I just can't believe my ears.
Lord. Lord.
I'm trying
Lord.
To get Lord. Over that part.
He the one pointed it out. Who does that?
Lord, Lord,
girl,
Lord.
I'm speechless. I don't even know.
Man.
You know, and it's rare I get like that.
Good Lord. Hey, it's fat coochie season?
I'm
Lord.
Not buying it.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Tari, man? It's Maze. What's good?
Hey, brother. How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm doing good. You doing good?
I'm trying, man. I'm a little hoarse right now, but I'm here. What's up? What's on your mind?
Man, is this whole Cleveland thing, man, is it a hoax, man?
Yeah.
Is it real or what, man?
Yeah, that Cleveland thing. But let me touch on that now. We'll touch on that now, but thanks for the call, brother. Yeah, he's asking about that Cleveland situation where they said, explain the story. Explain, Layla.
The Facebook killer?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You explain this.
Wait, why are y'all motherfuckers
explaining this? I didn't eat today. My brain is a little off.
I can barely fucking talk. Y'all help me.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So, it was a simp-ass nigga on killing black people, which...
He killed one black person, from what I understand, which
they
is fucked up.
They allegedly said 15, but they haven't found 15 bodies, just one.
Yeah.
And they caught him, you know, he shot himself.
Right, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say, but you know, I feel like he already been dead for a while.
It's just something, you know, and where's that whole Sandy Hook was a hoax MK Ultra crowd? You know? Because when white people do some shit, it's always a hoax.
Uh-huh.
If there's holes in the story, they're going to point out the inconsistencies.
I don't know, but Tariq, they said they caught up with him at first, and then they didn't, and then he was on Wi-Fi. I'm
that's
like,
what I'm saying. There's so many inconsistencies.
This is a black man with
a gun.
And you know,
y'all couldn't catch that nigga?
Christopher Dorner shut down
the whole city. Yeah.
One man, one black man with a gun. You mean to tell me you couldn't find
nigga,
this guy?
When Christopher Dorner was out here, they were gaffling up every black man. They were gaffling up midgets.
Right.
Niggas didn't look shit like Chris Dorner.
I wasn't here during that time. I saw it on the news.
They said he didn't have a GPS or something.
He was an ex-Marine, so he was a sharpshooter.
Yeah, but this dude, this simp-ass dude, it's real weird. It's, you know, this dude makes this real weird announcement. Hey, I'm snapping. I'm losing my mind. I'm about to go kill people.
It just don't sound right.
Something ain't right about it. Nobody knows this nigga at all. No, nobody know this nigga. They didn't show his family. Nobody seen his family. His Facebook
and
Twitter.
So y'all think it's a joke?
I think it's something fishy.
It's something fishy about it.
It don't smell right.
Everybody's looking at it real sideways. And the thing is, they said he went from Ohio to Pennsylvania. There's all types of toll roads to go to Pennsylvania from Ohio. They didn't catch this nigga on them toll roads. It just seems there's too many open-ended questions. He's on his phone. They were like, we talked to him on the phone. Y'all couldn't find a nigga through the phone?
Right.
I mean, it's
the FBI and all these extra gadgets.
NSA didn't locate you?
They couldn't locate this nigga?
Yeah, that's super sus.
And you know, you look at shows like First 48, they find little dusty niggas in a couple of hours.
Right.
High now at their baby mama's house.
Right.
So you can find this nigga.
He's so silly.
So it's a lot of shit.
That's weird.
And what's interesting,
it's
you know, is it's real confusing. So I'm looking at this whole thing with Facebook. Facebook had some kind of thing today where they're rolling out all this new shit.
Oh, yeah.
And Zuckerberg commented on the ordeal. He was like, we got to do something about this unfortunate incident where the guy streamed a murder live on Facebook. So we have to ask the question, is this some kind of ruse so that law enforcement and Facebook can start invading more of our fucking privacy? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting two and two
together.
Maybe
this is some type of marketing thing because maybe he's like snapping Instagram is so big. I don't know. You don't think it's marketing?
I don't think it's marketing. No.
Somebody like Zuckerberg.
He already got paper.
Yeah.
And he's in with law enforcement.
Yeah,
so it's some kind of deal they might have going on.
You never know.
Where they're going to use this to justify getting all up in our fucking business and overriding the Constitution.
You know what I'm saying? They're already doing it,
but now they got to have reasons to really justify doing it heavily.
Right.
And they can say, these niggas out here killing people live on the air. So we need to be able to invade people's privacy. We need to get the IP addresses.
But not only that, though, Tariq, we could connect that, too, with how many rapes and suicides and stuff like that on Facebook Live. Yeah. There's so many of that going on only on Facebook Live, though.
But when Negroes are accused of doing something, that's when they pass laws.
You did?
When we do something, then there's a law.
Yeah. Right.
Because down in Louisiana, you had white people shooting cops all day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a black dude who shot a cop in Texas. That's when Louisiana had that Blue Lives Matter law shit because of that.
Right.
You dig? So they'll wait on a black person to commit a crime and then pass laws based on that. So that might be some NK Ultra Illuminati bullshit.
I don't know. I really do believe in that stuff. I really do.
I do too.
I don't trust nothing
the white supremacists say.
I believe in that whole Jason Bourne bullshit.
Yeah,
I really do. Because that stuff really be happening.
Yeah, they don't pull that from
and
nowhere.
And I feel like the rabbit hole gets so deeper than what me and you can even understand.
Yeah, and I don't believe shit that the law enforcement say because they are got a record of lying. That's why everybody's real suspicious of what's going on.
Like I said, why he ain't killed the cop that killed Tamir Rice.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
dude,
like, come on.
Right.
Like, you ain't go kill an elderly man. Like, get out.
All right, let me do Texas speech. Shit.
Hold on.
My voice is messed up.
No.
So I'm going to do text to speech.
I heard him messing around with that early. I'm like,
no.
I had to get it together. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm not, because people might not be able to understand
me. I swear to God, I don't want to crack the hell up.
Lord have mercy, man. So we got a lot of shit to talk about
on
today's show.
I know, but including the fact that Sarah probably lightweight mad at me.
Oh, yeah, you missed a party.
Yeah, she missed my party.
I'm sorry.
I was like, what?
I felt so
late.
Bad.
Look, we was all waiting for you. That's the bad part.
Turn so we can see your beauty, baby.
Turn
to the fucking side.
So how am I talking to the mic? Right,
like that.
You know how to embrace a phallus? There you go. Turn to the side so we can see you.
Did you just disrespect me?
Hell no. There's no disrespect. There you go. We can't see you. Move some of the bundles back.
Who's
Tariq?
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
You're so silly, Tariq.
Oh my God.
How was your party?
I can't even continue. I'm just feeling so much disrespect.
No, it's like,
nah, nah. But the party, I had a real good time, as anybody that was following me on social media can tell. I had a wonderful time.
I wanted to go, man.
I know. I feel bad.
I was in Maui.
Y'all should have went. Y'all should have went because from what I seen, you was being accosted by a white supremacist.
Oh, yeah. Over in Maui.
And your ass, I don't know what the hell you was doing.
Well, okay.
You got stuck babysitting.
What had happened was.
She always got one of these stories, though. That's the thing with Layla. We have never hung out because she always got one of these
stories.
Oh,
my God. Tariq, she's lying. I invited her to one thing.
I couldn't go.
She didn't go.
But you know why I couldn't go.
No, but I have good news for you.
I have a legit reason why I couldn't go
to that. No, I have good news today. Okay, before I came here, I did interview like a new sitter. And she's going to start next week. So I have more time. No, seriously. It's hard to find somebody that's going to be with your
kids. Did you get on Angie's list?
No. No, it's like a friend of a friend. So I had to make sure she wasn't crazy. Because there's too many crazy people. So you have to make sure, like, who you're leaving your kid with. Like, you know, and it's hard. If my mom flakes, then I can't do nothing. You know?
So your birthday, I mean, what you do on your birthday? I mean,
She met a man.
Text-to-speech. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Wait.
So,
no,
did you meet
some
new
niggas? No, I did not meet anybody.
Hold on.
Did you meet some new niggas?
You met some niggas?
No, I did not.
No, actually, he wasn't a Negro.
Oh.
Okay. No.
Uh-oh.
No. We'll talk later, girl. I'm sorry. I didn't even put you on
that.
Uh-oh.
It was others that was highly interested in me.
So, you are a bed wench.
Are we bed wench?
Bed wenches. Are
you bed wenches?
Let me just get something straight here.
Who'd you meet?
No, because I know
Who
Tariq.
Did you meet?
No, Tariq.
Who'd you meet? I want to hear this.
I am not a bed wench because I didn't do anything.
Uh-oh.
I'm still loyal.
She
didn't do anything.
But you met a white dude.
No, he ain't white.
He's not white.
What is he? A damn what? A Puerto Rican?
A Puerto Rican.
Who is it?
No. He's not. He's not from here.
Where is he from?
Yeah, where is he from?
Italy.
Oh, Natalia. Ooh. He is white. What are you talking about?
I mean, but we don't. I mean, he ain't my man. I'm not claiming him. We ain't nothing.
So, Sarah, did you have some of that pussy on your birthday?
I am not dealing with you and so this
Sarah,
talking robot.
Did you give up some of that pussy
no.
on your birthday?
You are you? What is wrong with you? Wait. He's like, I feel like every man I meet, I gotta sleep with him.
Why you be doing Sarah like that?
So what does he do?
He has an interesting job.
What is it?
Damn.
I'm like, what is
that? Y'all so damn nosy. What? Look at him typing fast as shit so he can. Look, y'all gotta see him. Y'all gotta see him typing so fast just to say something so raunchy. You just can't wait. Look at your ass. You got Twitter fingers. Look, he got Twitter fingers over there.
He would act like a court
reporter. No, right. No, I did not sleep with him. I just met him. I don't sleep with every man I meet. What is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, come on, Tariq. Come on now.
So what's his name?
He's rich though, right? He's rich. I have a feeling he's rich.
I don't know if he's rich. I don't know.
Did he put his Italian meatball in your pasta?
What?
Did he put his Italian meatballs in your pasta?
Tariq, you got worse over the vacation. You got worse.
Something has happened.
How do you get worse?
So have you went out on a date with this dude?
No.
Okay.
He just paid for her food.
Oh, he paid for your food?
Oh, sorry, gonna be quiet.
Damn, you so damn.
Sarah, we got a girl. Sarah's getting a bed wench.
That's a good thing.
You're not becoming a bed wench. Hold on.
How the hell am I a bed wench? Because somebody paid for my fucking dinner.
Oh, the bed wench call. Sarah, come to bed.
This one got problems.
From Chicken George?
I gotta do
Stevie
something.
Wonder left it? Like, what the hell is happening right now?
No.
Y'all having a reenactment. Let's go to bed.
Wait a minute.
No, what happened was... Where did he get the fucking harmonica?
This is crazy.
See, what happened was... Me and my friend, we had the time of our lives on Saturday.
Okay.
I had a brunch with my friends, which was like all day of mimosas. So that was one. And then two, we were in an Uber.
Okay.
And we met a fan of the show. And his name is Chris, by the way. Shout out to him. He was so sweet.
Shout out to Chris.
He works at the Water Grill downtown LA.
Ooh, okay.
As a waiter. And he's like, oh my God, you're Sarah from ISM. And it's your birthday. You got to come to the restaurant. So, you know, I could hook you up with some drinks. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, free drinks?
He gave us some champagne. He treated me and my friends so nicely. Aww. It was so nice of him. You know, I was like, are you sure? I felt so bad, you know. I was like, are you sure you can give us all this drink? And he was like, yeah, it's no
problem.
Was
he cute?
He was a black man.
Okay, wow. That means no. Okay. No, I'm just saying no.
I didn't say no.
Oh, okay, because if you say somebody's cute and you say, oh, well, he was nice.
He was okay.
Exactly.
That means
he wasn't
no.
ugly.
Let's see
he
who's
wasn't
on the phone.
Ugly, though.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
Y'all just so much. Nigga
hung up. Y'all don't be
so
playing.
So then
games.
We went to Maestro. We went to
Maestro's.
Somewhere else. And okay. Then Maestro.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Maestro. Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Hugo from Atlanta.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, man, on the last show, you know, Sarah was trying to clown the dude for not, you know, paying for her nails or whatnot.
Yes.
But in, like, your old Mac Lessons radio, you were saying that dude should have spent over, like, $25 for a date.
Yeah.
So, like, so what's your take on that?
Well, yeah, it just depends. You know, with dudes now, if she's trying to get the dude to break bread, because, you know, I'm on Sarah's side here, and I'm on whoever's side is on my side. You know, so I let men and women know the game. If you got a simp, you know, have that simp, you know, pay for a couple of things. And if you're trying to get a relationship,
you're saying it was just because she was a simp.
Well, not only.
It's like she didn't even let him hit though, and she's talking about.
So I gotta give up pussy for a nigga to get $40. You a dusty nigga. Hang up on him. Hang up on him, Tariq.
If you go back and listen to the old show,
yeah.
If dude was to call up and then run the scenario by you. What kind of advice would you give him?
Now, if it was the dude, I would ask, have you hit? And if he didn't hit, I would kind of tell him, to kind of hold out on it. But Sarah's coming to me with the game. So I give the game to whoever comes first. Whoever wants the game, you're going to get the game. That's how the game works.
Nigga,
I even
dusty.
Said that back in the Mac lessons days.
You're dusty.
Because
I'm
remember,
saying, yo,
you're
go,
dusty
go
if I
got to
fuck
look,
for $40.
Sir,
that's some prostitute shit.
Go to the comment section of last
I don't really care what the comment section said. I already addressed it.
Oh my God.
I already addressed it, so I really don't need to go in the comments.
Wait, you haven't talked to him, right? The $40?
No.
Okay, bro.
Hang up on that dusty nigga.
Okay.
He need pussy for $40 nails.
Oh,
it's like an exchange.
Lord. Yo, the game is for whoever comes to me first.
$40 nail niggas,
yeah.
You want pussy? You that fucking
like, wow.
You that fucking Aggie off pussy?
Wow.
You dusty ass nigga. Fuck
right.
off the phone.
Right.
Period. Because
no.
I'm going to cuss
no.
any nigga out that got a problem
for
with me
yeah, that's crazy.
Wanting my fucking nails done. But I don't need to fuck him because the nigga couldn't even get it up. So how about that?
Oh, wow.
God,
how about
oh.
that?
$40 or not, you can't get it
now.
Up,
y'all about to make me heated over that shit because I'm real tired of that shit, yo.
Man,
that ain't how my parents met, so why the fuck I deserve
right.
that? I don't deserve to get what then when you meet me, you can say, oh, I'm loose because I'm then you can say, oh, she fucking all these dudes. Well, then what? I gotta fuck every nigga for $40 nails? What,
yeah,
Sarah,
crazy.
What that mouth do?
I want
Sarah
a purse.
Want that mouth
okay,
do.
Well, you gotta fuck me for the purse. Hey, can I get something to eat at Friday? Oh, wait, you gotta fuck me first. Suck my dick. Like,
wow.
You sound dusty as fuck. Fuck out of here. Dusty ass.
Lord.
Ooh, she's
yeah.
talking about
oh, did you pull up?
Hell yeah, and this nigga's making me mad over that $40 nail.
I know, yeah, the $40 nails is like, dude, if you. That's why it's so hard out here, Tariq. You don't understand. Like, these
niggas
are
talking
here.
About, can I. Girl,
you
I ordered you.
Feeding.
I ordered you some mashed
but
potato. You,
but,
you gotta suck my dick
wait,
now.
Wait, but you know what? I blame Bye. It. But you know what? I do blame it on. I hate to say this.
What?
Some women today, they don't ask for much, so it makes it bad on us, Sarah. Because it is some girls that will fuck for $40 nails. It's a lot of that going on. So it's kind of hard. It's kind of like remember like the video girls back in the day, the video vixens.
Yeah.
That they used to, I heard they used to pay like $2,000-$3,000 for videos.
Yeah.
But
oh,
now they
yeah,
don't, get
no.
paid
they don't get paid nothing now.
Because these other new video girls will do it for $200
for free.
Yeah.
You get
yeah.
it? So it's like
trust
oh,
me, I know I'm
you,
in it.
No, but
I'm
that's what
the
I'm
industry.
Saying. So it's the same girls that like will fuck for $40 and like.
No,
you
but
know
my
what I mean?
Thing is the mentality of these dudes that still
because
fucking
the girls,
simmering
because
over
girls.
$40. Nails.
Yeah, that's whack.
Like, nigga, when my parents first met, my dad straight up gave my mom the credit card.
That's
straight
right.
up. He didn't, right. hey, I bought you some mashed potatoes and gravy. Now you gotta suck my dick.
Right.
Like,
but,
nigga,
but let me be the devil's advocate. Now, if I'm a dude and I meet a girl, you don't know. You want to get to know her before you start spending some
did.
Money first.
But we were.
Right.
We were getting to know
how
each
long
other.
Were y'all kind of kicking it?
It's like 2 months.
Okay, yeah, now that's.
Yeah, that's.
Now if y'all
long.
Kicking it for 2 months, okay,
two
yeah, I
months,
get that.
2 months.
And
what?
He was trying to get some coochie, so.
Right.
Uh-uh.
So damn,
uh-uh.
nigga, you want my most prized possession of a woman, and you can't spend. I,
right.
And in return, I don't get shit.
Right.
But your ass can't even get it up. That's what I get, and I can't ask for $40 nails.
Right.
Nigga, bye.
Because they don't have trouble
somewhere.
Ask for no pussy.
Going somewhere. Right. They think, because we now think pussy don't mean nothing no more. It's just whatever.
Right. It's just
it is
whatever.
Ain't nothing no more. Like that shit is important to me. It is my body.
Right. Really, we not even
like,
supposed to be
fuck?
Doing nothing till we married anyway.
Get
but
these dusty
real.
Niggas off your fan club, child. I'm about done. I don't need to address the comments. I already did. Yeah. Everybody seen it on Twitter. So I'm done with this. Why are we even talking about
okay.
dusty niggas?
Sarah and knows she spread that pussy wide open.
Tariq!
Robot,
oh,
can you not do this?
It got hacked. So.
Do your regular voice. I hate this robot. Please.
It got hacked.
Sarah's about to knock you out,
Tariq. So,
she's not having it today.
My goodness. My goodness. All right. All right.
No, since that last call made me mad now.
Don't let him turn
Why
you up.
Why you didn't get
No, it's not just
$40,
him. It's right. not just him. It's other
well,
niggas
you got
that
an apple? What kind of fucking... You got all types of snacks and McNuggets and apples?
I have an apple now because
Where the
I
fuck did
to,
that come from?
My parents.
Got a sundress pulling snacks out your fucking sundress.
But it's healthy snacks.
There you go.
So, Layla, what's in the news?
Oh,
what's
my
in
God.
The news?
Okay, so we were just talking about this earlier. Everybody knows by now. Carmela Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lala are separated. Now,
yeah.
we're saying, wait, first of all, the girl, the side chick, is basically saying that Carmelo got her pregnant, right? She's like 6 months or something. Yeah. But guess where he found her? Where all the guys are finding the girls in the strip club. Strip club. Isn't that crazy? So strippers are winning. Nigga. I wonder, should I like go all into these, that? No, I'm just saying, you can't tell me strippers ain't winning right now. Strippers are winning, dog.
These niggas breaking bread. I bet you this bitch ain't have to do nothing for $40 nails.
Exactly.
It ain't $40 she getting. She getting a couple stacks.
Right.
Okay.
Man. Right.
For pussy.
These niggas are knocking the damn, getting side babies by strippers. I mean, damn. And what's up with these strippers? What kind of fertility drugs are you with? God damn, y'all get pregnant fast.
Hey, now, remember the turkey baster thing that people talk about? Yeah. Are they doing the turkey baster?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no. Something. I just think black women super fertile. What do you mean, why?
Why do you think black women are fertile?
We some fertile ass people.
I just think we freaks. I don't know about fertile.
Yeah. Fertile and freaks.
But wait, what were you? Like, you were saying something about Carmelo that he tell everybody what Carmelo was saying. Oh. This is so wrong.
Carmelo Anthony is not giving a damn. Like, he like whatever. But you know what? It's probably they probably already discussed this in their marriage, y'all. It's
no, but you could tell Lala been putting up a front for a long time.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I can
yeah,
always so, tell, like, cause I heard so much about Carmelo throughout the years. Yeah, he been cheating. I'm like, when is she gonna break up with him?
So Carmelo Anthony said that he justifying his cheating by saying she's married, I'm not.
That's just so dirty, mean.
Mac and shit. Yeah, that's not. I don't know. That's not cool. Especially when you got kids and y'all you niggas shouldn't be doing all that stuff, bad mouthing the baby's mom.
Wait, maybe he said that because maybe they had a discussion. Maybe they sat down and he said, look, I don't want to be married. And she could have said, she's very Kim Kardashian-esque, meaning that they want to look good for the public. And I could see Lala being like, well, let's just pretend we're married.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Let's just pretend. And he's like, fine, we'll pretend. And maybe they could have been pretending, and maybe that's what he means.
How does that go? Like, that doesn't last very long.
No, but she cares about image like the Kardashians. Yeah. Like, personally, I don't think Kanye and Kim are all that.
Yeah, this shit looks real.
Did you see
it looks real weird.
Did you see what Kanye looked like for Easter?
What'd he do?
Did you see what he had on for Easter?
I missed him.
He looked like a damn Catholic priest.
Oh,
I said, what the hell did Kim do to you?
That nigga looked like he in a sunken place every time.
Exactly.
He always looks weird with them. It's a weird
No, they look very strange. Like nobody, but look. I don't know. Carmelo, let me see.
Who's that? Oh, that's Kanye?
That's them on Easter.
Okay.
Look how he looks.
That nigga's looking crazy.
Look how he look. Why he look that way?
Where? Who's Instagram? What is this? Oh, he look kind of chunky.
Yeah, he looks real weird.
He look weird.
But a lot of these cats, man, everybody, all the black celebrities are getting divorced, you know?
Kim looks good. She looks skinny and young and...
Really?
Wow. No, she look. I think it's her hairstyle. She needs to keep that.
Yeah.
She looks like younger. You know, like not all that weave and stuff.
Yeah.
Weave.
But yeah, you know, Tiny and T.I., all these people.
She does.
Breaking up. And I was looking at Tiny T.I.'s show last night. It was sad because, you know, Tiny and T.I., they're trying to keep up a good face.
They are.
And, you know, they're separating the kids. You can see the shit hurting the kids.
Wait, are they talking about their separation on the show?
Yeah,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They said they were.
They said they got separate houses. And, you know,
it's like that.
Yeah,
I didn't know they're going to talk about it on their show. Yeah. I didn't know that because I've never watched their show.
Yeah, some of these reality shows are, like, hard to watch. Like, you know, Love & Hip Hop and Basketball Wives. I can't see. These old broads.
Now you see why
Evelyn
I don't watch
coming
it.
Back. Yeah. Do you see Evelyn coming back?
Man, and then y'all get mad at me for not watching it. I'm like, I can't watch Tammy old 47-year-old.
Yeah, these old
talking
fighting.
Like this.
Yeah, about to punch somebody, kicking off her shoes.
Yeah, they're too old. Like, y'all too old. Y'all got Jackie Christie.
What? Jackie.
How old is Jackie Christie?
Like 70. 72.
Y'all got old women.
73.
Y'all women gonna fuck your hip up.
No.
Out there trying to fight somebody.
I'm just so sick and tired of old people
being
in the young people lane. Yeah. It's like they don't wanna fucking get old. And
how are you throwing drinks at people when you had a hysterectomy?
Right.
So speaking of side chicks, Drake
got
somebody pregnant.
What?
An Instagram model.
Yeah. Dang it.
I was trying
to get pregnant by Drake. No,
hilarious.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Now tell me more. Tell me more.
What you mean, girl? She put him on blast. She put the text messages out. She put her little doctor note out.
Because I heard about Drake and something else that happened to Drake. Y'all heard about the girl.
The girl broke his house and stole soda.
It stole sodas. Girl, you hear about that, Tariq?
What?
This thirsty, literally thirsty chick. She was in Drake's house And then she didn't steal like no jewelry, no clothes. She wanted a Coke, a Pepsi, and a Sprite or something.
God damn, so stole some soda.
So what did she go to That's jail for? Breaking and entering and stealing soda?
Yeah, but no, they said it's still a felony because it's breaking in. It's a burglary.
God
breaking
damn,
in.
So she broke in to steal
broke
this
in.
Shit.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, what's up with women? The woman broke into Chris Brown's house.
Yeah, same thing.
Was up in his robe thing. And shit.
Yeah. She was laying on Drake's bed and just had some sodas.
God damn. What's with y'all crazy ass women out there? Mm-hmm. And I get the opposite. I get moist crazy niggas stalking me.
Oh, that dude that stalked you?
Which one?
The one that called up to the show and you said he disrespected your wife.
Yeah, Rocky.
I think he's the same guy that's emailing me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is he saying?
He doesn't say anything inappropriate yet, but he does act very strange. And I meant to tell you this when More Us first came out because he was on there.
Yeah, he was on there. Yeah.
And I remember you saying it again about this dude, and I meant to tell you that I think it's the same dude that's definitely on my page.
Yeah. So yeah,
he was stalking. He was stalking you.
Yeah, this dude called me. Nigga FaceTime me
in the shower and shit.
Yeah, this nigga FaceTime me. Hey Tariq, I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Wait, was he trying to holler?
I don't know what this nigga was trying to do.
Who the fuck?
You said, hey, Tariq.
Yeah,
in the shower?
No, he was like, he was in a bathroom.
Okay, that's already sus.
Who's this nigga? But he emailed me. He said he has some kind of disability.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so something psychologically.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
But I don't. But he disrespected. He dissed my wife, though. That's what. Yeah, and no psychological disability.
Out the window.
Yeah, that goes
point.
Right out the door. Yeah, exactly. Even if he might do, because he sounds kind of slow or whatever. And I'm not knocking him, but. You know, you can't be a nigga with a handicap on some dissing shit.
Yeah, that's you did. Crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
And moist. You know, niggas moist.
Oh, you did? He's so silly.
Here it is right here, girl. So, Drake probably
let me
hear
that.
Got pregnant.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, everyone? This is Julian calling from New York.
Hi, Julian.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
He's called up before.
He has?
Good, how are you?
So familiar.
You called up before, Julian?
Yeah, I've called up before.
Yeah, you're okay. Nigerian.
You asked him
he's
if
like
he
Nigerian.
Was black.
Okay. Yeah, he's like Nigerian.
You're
right?
Nigerian, Julian?
No, he's black.
Ghanaian.
Ghanaian.
I told
okay.
you he was African.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Y'all got a good memory. My memory is shot. So, what's up, brother? How you doing, Julian?
Good. I have a question. So, my girl and I have been going out for about a year and a half or so.
Okay.
And I noticed that every time her mom inquires about me or makes reference to me, she just uses the term friend or occasionally calls me by my name. So should I take that as disrespect or should I just overlook that?
So you said her mom calls you by calls you out your name?
Not calls me out by my name, but just refers to me as my girlfriend's friend. She never uses the term boyfriend or anything like
now,
that.
Now, is the mom African too?
No. She's
African American. Okay. Well,
the
mom might know some shit you don't. You know, your mom might know that you the side nigga or something. You know, say, "Yo, this my daughter's friend." You know, so you gotta really talk with your lady and see what's going on. And moms, they're not gonna give you. You know, that's their daughter, so she's not gonna give you too many exclusive titles because the mom don't really know you like that. How long have you been dating your lady?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Now that's kind of a while. You know, a year and a half is kind of a, that's, you know. So your lady, what's your title? Are y'all engaged? I mean, what's the deal?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys engaged?
Yeah, we're about to be, yeah.
Well, you're about to be engaged.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, that's why mom don't take you seriously. You just a nigga that's fucking her daughter.
Because I asked my lady, like, what was up with that? Like, why does she just refer to me as just your friend? And she says her theory is, you know, I'm not her husband yet. I'm
right.
A fiance yet.
Okay, I get that. I get that. Yeah, so, you know, you've been with the daughter for a year. The mom wants you to either step up or step out. So you are just a friend until you put a ring on it or make something pop off with it. So I get where the mom is coming from. I get that.
Okay.
So when do y'all plan on getting engaged?
When do we plan?
No, do you really want to get engaged? You say you're about to be. Do you really want to get engaged?
Probably. What'd you say?
Do you really want to be engaged or married to this lady?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And how old are you guys?
Me, I'm 23 and she's 22.
Okay. And what's she look like, by the way?
She's slender, light skin, short hair, blonde hair.
Short blonde hair? Okay.
She has like a blondish tint in her hair.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah, go ahead and put a ring on that so the mom get out. And don't trip on the mother-in-laws and all that. They always going to be on some slick shit. That's what in-laws do. So, you know, don't even trip on that. Don't. And your lady ain't going to go against her family. Just like, you know, she wants you to say something slick about your mom. You're not going to go against your family either. So that's part of the in-law game. So get used to that. You feel me?
Okay, I agree.
There you go. Thank you for the call, Julian. Yes, indeed. That's Julian trying to see what's going on with his lady. You dig?
Yeah, I remember him. He had questions about her before. Yeah, he had questions about her.
Okay.
I'm just looking at this thing. Why did
Tammy... What else is in the news?
There you go.
No, okay. Wait, this is a little... Okay, I'm going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about Scotty and Lars in a second. But I have to just... I was reading this thing about... Why did Tammy... We were just talking about Basketball Wives, right? She's, like, this season might be pretty good because she's going to be talking about, like, a lot about her dating that younger guy. What is his name? The basketball? Some younger guy. Anyway, she's, like, 20 years younger than her. But also she's going to be talking about her illegal booty injections.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she has. Have y'all seen her booty? It looks bad. She said she regrets getting illegal booty injections. But if you got money, why would she get
an illegal booty injection?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
That's why she's going to be talking about it, but I don't know why she got that.
She is like 50-some years old.
Illegal. She said, I regret getting illegal booty. Why you regret it?
If you got money, I know you're getting some money from the show. We try to hold on to a dollar too hard.
Right.
Sometimes you need to spend the fucking money you need to spend.
Right.
So you ain't got to go back repairing shit.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
No,
I don't understand why old ass getting. Yeah, I've
seen her at Ralph's too. It looked real bad.
Oh wow.
I seen her. It looked bad. I don't think I seen her before.
Hello? Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Remember, I was.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ace from Virginia.
How you doing, Ace?
All right, I'm doing good. How y'all ladies doing, too?
Hi.
Good.
I got a hungry headache, but I'm good.
All right.
I just seen that you had posted a number on here and everything, but I didn't know if you touched on this or not. But with that Steve Stevens dude, did you talk about that on it?
I did. Yeah, I touched on that. I gave my theory on that, but you listen to it on the playback. All right, thanks for the call. Let me get some more people. These niggas getting in the show all late. That's why y'all got to tune in on time. Hey, have y'all introduced Sarah and them yet? Oh, niggas be late. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Antoine from Chicago.
Nigga, this nigga.
This nigga. Coming from the woods.
Damn.
It's like all you hear is
that
ringing,
nigga, he
crackling.
Got a phone like the Facebook killer. This shit got cut off.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is wrong with your phone?
He's still on the phone.
That nigga got the Facebook killer phone texting chicks. Give me that pussy, I'm going to shoot you. Fuck is wrong with your phone?
No way.
Oh, nothing. I had you on speakerphone.
Oh, there you go. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I was calling. I wanted to just elaborate on what the other caller said. I kind of agree with what he was saying about your host. I feel like if you're going to talk to a brother, you feel like he's dusty. That's a reflection of you. So you really
Shots fired. Boom. Shots
ain't
fired.
No shots fired because I motherfuckers know I ain't dusty. So I don't even got to.
That's right,
no
nigga.
Shit like that.
No, she ain't dusty.
So bye, nigga. That's what I got.
Good
to
luck.
But that's why she got rid of him, because she's not dusty. Like right. he covered up the dust and then let it out, and she seen, you know, the dust and ran right.
Nigga, everybody can look at me and tell I'm not no motherfucking dusty, so I'm not even going to comment or defend that fuckery.
He said that's oh my god, boy bye.
Stop hating nigga and recognize a real bitch.
Hello, you better tell him, robot.
All right, brother, thanks for the call.
Nigga bye.
It's probably his friend. This is his friend calling up. His friend defend me.
Is a fraction of you. Yeah.
Nigga, bye.
There you go.
It really sad.
That's
what
funny.
Sarah, what's in the news, Sarah?
I got some crazy ass news.
What happened?
So we got Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn ass.
I ain't heard about him in a minute.
His ass can't stay out the damn media.
What that moist motherfucker do this time?
Super moist.
He said, so now he has to do this. I feel like this is like damage control.
Okay.
So now he's saying he's open to a male companion. But hold on. Here's the kicker. But he ain't having no sex with him.
Please.
Boy,
you don't get the fuck out of here.
Why
with that
is he
shit?
Trying to act straight?
I know. What the fuck?
Yo, because nigga. He really is a straight person trying to pretend like he transgender.
I know.
Okay? You not gay if you not getting poked by another dude. I'm sorry.
I don't think he's
you ain't
straight.
Gay. I think he's straight. I think he just pretending to be gay.
Bruce knows he loves dick.
Exactly.
Nigga, no, he likes some damn
dick.
I don't think
so.
No,
I think he likes dick. I
think he likes dick.
I'm sorry. I don't. I think he pretended.
I think me too. Because you don't want to embarrass your kids. You know, my dad is sucking dick.
Nah.
Yeah, I think you don't want to embarrass the kids.
I don't think he give a fuck about the kids. Because if he did, he wouldn't wait till he 80 some years old to transition. So let me.
When motherfuckers get old, they get tired of living a lie.
Yeah, but to
he's like, look, I'm 70. Give me some pussy and titties.
No.
He has no, we know trannies, we know gays. He has no femininity about him whatsoever.
He could be a tomboy.
He's a tomboy queen.
Please. He can't, he doesn't even have the essence.
But that's what pissed me off about him waiting so long.
Because what's the one from Orange is the New Black? What's that one? The transgender one on that one.
I forgot the nigga's name. Yeah.
Okay, but do you see how he kind of moves like a woman? You could tell he really was probably gay for a long time. But Bruce, you don't really get that same feeling. I just get as a man in a dress. That's it. I don't really feel like he's trying to really be a woman. I've always felt this way.
I think that he's trying to sneak some dick up in his life.
He waited his whole life to become a woman. Because you know how men, when they age, they're super fine, like George Clooney and Denzel. But when we get old, we just old and just shriveled up. So he gonna be an old bitch.
I'm mad he waited.
You know what I mean? Wait to be an old bitch. You could be a handsome man.
No.
He wants a handsome man.
He was never handsome. And two, you know, I feel like, you waited until you got 10 damn kids to now say that you want to be a man, a woman. That doesn't even make any sense.
Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq, man? This is Marcus from Atlanta, man.
Hey, what's up, Marcus from Atlanta? How you doing, fam?
I'm all right. I just had a quick question for y'all, man. What's going on, ladies?
Hey.
Basically, man, make a long story short, I had reached out to my ex to get her to take my pictures off her social media page, and she kind of blew up on me. But I wanted to ask you, was there a time frame for people taking people pictures down when y'all used to be together? Or because I didn't know if I was tripping, if I was ego tripping or nothing like that, but I just felt it's time to take that down.
Look, there's no reason for her to really take it down, and you're just using that as an excuse to reach out to her, nigga. You ain't brought no closure.
Why you care?
You shouldn't even care. Why are you really kidding, nigga? That's really, you're trying to reach out. That's an excuse you use it. You sound like that simp nigga in Ohio. using any reason to get the attention of the lady. Hey, why my picture still up from 2009? We ain't together. You know, that's just, why you even looking at the old pictures?
How you scroll down that far?
I feel like I had a valid reason. I could tell you
what's
why.
The reason?
I made
what's the reason?
Story short.
Go ahead. Okay. What's the
All
reason?
Right. I don't even live in that city no more. I live in Atlanta now. I'm talking about something in South Carolina, but my peoples was calling me because, you know, everybody doing their thing now. My people was calling me yo, I seen this, I seen that. And I'm yo, we not together. They're because I seen y'all shit still on Facebook, so I didn't know. So I'm yo, if she take that down, people will stop approaching me with it.
Because I'm
miles away from all of that. So.
Yeah.
That's weak. Now, the streets just won't leave you alone over your picture being on.
Okay.
Stop, my dude. Right. Stop. You wanted.
He said dusty.
Okay.
That's you using that as an excuse. Let's be real. That was some good pussy that you didn't want to leave. You, when niggas think a little petty shit to call a woman back, you trying to slide back up in that, nigga. You want to hit that. How'd y'all break up? Was she messing with another nigga or something?
Nah. We broke up because I was in the process of relocating, and I knew that I didn't want to take it no further. So I just kind of like left her in my city and bounced. But it was a kind of a dirty breakup without going into details.
Let's go into a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of details. Was she messing with another nigga?
No, she wasn't.
So how was the breakup dirty?
Because I kind of like stopped paying bills and shit, and I was doing like some dirty shit financially.
Okay. Oh. Now, why you do that, man? Why you leave a woman hanging financially like that?
Oh, really? So she could get nailed down too?
Like I say, it was a situation once I figured out that I knew that I wasn't going to make it my future, and I was kind of like about to leave the city, so I was kind of like tying up all my loose ends, and I will admit I was doing some dirty shit, so... You know, but now that's in the past though. We've moved past that. We're not together no more. I was just like I say, and I needed to hear y'all say. Maybe I am tripping. I don't need to be worried about that. But I just wanted her to take the shit down.
Man, please.
You know.
Now you are mad because she is fucking a new nigga for rent money.
What? She's got a new nigga.
Wait.
She got a new dude, and she's getting that rent paid, and now you coming around now. You see that rent got caught up on. Now, nigga, that rent got caught up on. Now you're like, wait a minute. Hold on. I need to get these pictures down. I got to get that body count down. Now you over there cooning.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I can't with the harmonica.
Oh, God.
Now you tried to strangle her financially, nigga. You tried to use that money to dangle over her to control her. Now she's like, no, nigga, I'm good. The bills are paid. The rent is good. My car note is caught up on. Right. You're like, hold up. Hold on. I need to go here. I need to go check on my CDs. You got my CDs up in here? Now you want to go there and bring some closure. You ain't slick, nigga. Stop
TV.
That dirty macking, man. But don't do that dirty macking. Somebody scoop that right on up. You did? All right, brother. Thanks for the call, dude.
Wait, so you mean to tell me bitches getting rent paid and I still can't get $40 bills?
Exactly.
You got niggas mad still?
Exactly.
And these niggas calling up paying rent and I can't even get nails done? Bye. Fuck out of here.
Right.
That lets you know y'all some dusty ass. Right.
Lord.
Times have changed, though. I used to get my rent paid.
I swear.
Man, y'all look at these ladies. Y'all don't want to trick off some rent money?
Look, No, because you know, because I got, remember, I got to repay them with pussy.
Right.
Any little thing I do,
yeah.
I got to sleep with him, honey.
Yep.
That's payment.
Yep.
Hey, that's
I got to fuck him. And I cooked you a meal. Oh, well, now you owe me.
Or unless you find somebody like really, really old.
You know, niggas, if you're going to give up some furniture, you need to give up some booty.
My thing is, that's cool. That's cool, but niggas acting like $40
right.
is something
exactly.
like you really need pussy that bad for $40.
For $40.
Yeah, let's
nigga,
just be
bye.
Real. Let's be real.
I just feel
wait,
like
and this man was 40
it.
Years old,
see,
Tariq.
Boy,
he's
bye.
40.
No.
He was 40.
But still,
he wasn't 20.
Look,
he was
devil's
40.
Advocate. When you deal with dudes, if a nigga's going to buy you some especially expensive furniture, like a sofa or some shit, he wants to get his dick sucked on it.
All right, but
you
this nail, Tariq.
Wait, come on, Layla.
Bye.
Come on, Lena. No, Lena, come say hi.
Lena.
You leaving? Say hi to everybody.
I love your stretch pants.
Look at that, sir. Look at Lena.
You look cute, girl.
Is this work?
This work, yeah. Right. Turn around to the camera, Lena. Look at Lena. What's up, y'all? What's going on, Lena? Say hi to everybody. You can't leave without saying hi.
Lena,
get in the microphone.
Dusty niggas?
Her
know,
mic works. This mic works.
Okay,
here.
Third one.
We got the third
yeah,
mic.
That's right, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, we came up in the
world. Hell yeah, we did.
Right.
I wouldn't entertain it.
See? How, wait,
it's
so
not worth it.
Tell me how you feel about a dude saying you owe me pussy if I bought you nails.
See, I don't know because nobody's saying that to me.
See,
I feel
that's
like if a guy can afford it,
they're not saying that.
If he can afford it, fine. But if you can't afford $40, you not like everybody wants to pay for sex now. Some people could have the
that's
money,
not
but
true.
Some people don't.
I feel like
I feel
that's
like
prostitution
but,
for
not really.
Nails.
That's
but
not
but
true.
Should you be in a situation with a dude that's a little more serious if you asking to get the nails done?
No,
really?
It's nails.
Yeah.
It's nails. But if I'm a dude.
And
I'm not trying to
what,
pay for everybody's nails. I got to get to know you. You ain't my lady, so listen, do I got to pay for your nails?
But it wasn't too soon for him to ask for pussy, though.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, he didn't get it. So if I ain't get no pussy, you ain't get no nails.
If you dating somebody.
Yeah.
But if you dating somebody and within 2 months they haven't offered you anything, then that's a red flag right there.
Right.
That
is
so true.
So
you shouldn't even have to ask.
That is so true.
You.
You
thank
you shouldn't even have to ask.
You should not have
that's
to ask.
But you have to know who you're dating.
So he shouldn't have to ask for no pussy. Right?
He didn't ask me.
2 months, you shouldn't even be expecting that already, though. But it depends on the type of person you are. Like, what are you wearing around him? How are you coming off around him for him to even ask for that?
Well, they should be getting it in
within
2 months.
Yeah.
2 months.
Thank you, Lena.
This ain't the goddamn
1700s.
It just depends
on the
type
of guys. You have to build a farm with a motherfucker to get some pussy.
I
think it depends on the type of guys you're dating.
I agree with that.
My fiance, it took us literally 6 months before we did anything. Like it was, but we built a friendship first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, that's
six
what I'm
months.
Saying,
yeah.
Lena.
6 months.
To do anything?
To do anything.
6 months?
I don't play them games, yes. I can count on one hand how many.
Okay, can I say something?
My boyfriend was 6 months.
What happened to me was, no, seriously, the guys that I made wait like 3, 4, 5 months and then we had sex, we ended up breaking it off. My baby daddy, who I was with for 12 years, I'm not going to lie, this is very rare, but we had sex on the first day and we were like stuck like glue ever since.
6 months?
It just depends on the person. 6 months?
And first day,
mouth
we had
do,
sex.
Lena.
It just depends on the type of person you're attracting,
what that mouth
though,
do, Lena.
And you just got to know yourself.
What that mouth do,
like,
Lena.
I was celibate when I met.
She can't hear it.
What
that
say?
Mouth do,
Lena? He said, what that mouth do?
The robot said.
I care what you
mean. No, but I agree.
Somebody
with you,
doing
Lena.
Something.
I totally agree.
In 6 months.
See, no. See, that's what I'm saying. We were trying to build a friendship, but in the middle of that friendship, he wanted to have sex with me before I even asked for nails. Then he wanted to plan the damn party for me, which I didn't even have to ask. So you
why
mean
y'all
me,
talking shit about Sarah in the chat room?
You
like,
want me
they're
to?
They're like, who is this bootleg Chaka Khan? Fuck y'all niggas.
Me, motherfucker.
Oh,
me.
Hell no.
I'm the bootleg Chaka Khan. Me.
People are so
bad. The fuck? That's niggas.
It's a way.
Lord, Lord, Lord. I know.
Right.
But that's just my take. I think that.
I agree with Lena on that one.
Yeah. Your ring is pretty too, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lena's getting married.
I'm getting married.
Wait,
guys.
When did you get engaged?
My birthday last year.
Really? Okay, when's the wedding?
October.
Of this year?
Yeah.
I want to go. I know you only have a small list, though.
I don't. I just squeezed Tariq and his wife.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Where are you going to have it at? I'm nosy.
Calamigos Ranch.
Okay.
Yeah,
she showed us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, what Malibu's the business.
Oh, Malibu. Okay, gotcha.
So beautiful.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
That's dope.
Cool.
I'm excited.
All right, Lena.
All right, I'm out of here.
I'm going to see you tomorrow,
bye,
dear.
Bye, girl.
All right. Everybody say goodbye to Lena.
Bye, guys.
There you go. Cool.
Have fun, guys.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.
Thank you, dear. Yeah, I might come in tomorrow, yeah.
Bye, girl.
Because I got to bring all that the tape and shit.
What's your damn voice?
I know. I need to be somewhere drinking some damn herbal tea. Y'all give me some remedies on air.
Oh, you want some ginger tea?
Ginger tea? What I need, man? I need to
you
get my shit together.
You need, like, seriously, ginger tea, lemon, and honey. Honey is so good for your throat. Like, literally, take a spoon, like a teaspoon, the tablespoon. Put honey on it. It has to be organic, though, and just eat the whole.
Right.
Like, eat it.
Yeah, because, you know, people always giving their, you know, bullshit-ass remedies. They're like, hey, what you need is frog semen and some goat butter and mix that up and gargle with it. Right? What the fuck?
Tariq, I got to ask you something.
What, sweetie? Go ahead.
About, so, how did you meet your wife? Like, I'm saying, she didn't have to beg you for $40 nails.
Right.
No,
well,
no,
not
no.
necessarily beg, but you didn't expect to do all that, like be dusty towards her, right?
No,
of course
no,
not.
No,
right.
No,
did
no.
she have to ask for anything, or you were just like, you knew what it was already?
Yeah.
I mean, we
were cool. You know, I met her through friends, and we just started hanging out, and we've been inseparable since. So, you know, just shit. She would just be around me, and just I would live fly, and, you know, she just got to enjoy the fly shit that I was doing. So it was just
see,
like, it was like that. You know what I'm saying?
But see, I didn't really even tell all the details of the other things that this guy
like
was doing.
Like
okay?
what?
So it wasn't just, so my thing is, you don't know, you want to use the excuse you didn't really know me, but you knew me enough to throw me a damn party that I didn't even ask for.
True. Mm.
That doesn't. Yeah. That's gonna cost more than $40 nails.
But you know why? You know why he was thinking?
I didn't ask.
He threw
for
that party.
Party
for his own benefit. That's yeah, how I feel.
No,
to show A to show you off to his friends. B to get you super duper drunk
and go back to this to
and
his
go
house.
Back to yeah. his house and get some.
Right. Yeah,
because I see niggas in the chat room. You're like, well, the old flex would have said something else. But the thing is, the nigga, dude that she was dealing with,
it wasn't
a real
shit.
Game. It wasn't a real game. He was spit. He was on some other shit.
This nigga wanted. Look,
he wanted
to give me a TV, Tariq. Right. His yeah. hand-me-down TV.
Oh, a hand-me-down. I thought you meant a new one.
No, he wanted to give me a hand-me-down TV. Now, this is before. Now, y'all want to say, oh, well, I didn't really know him, but this nigga wanted to give me a hand-me-down TV.
It was
broke. It was a flat screen TV. He said that the mount to put it on your wall was broken. Do you not know this nigga wanted me to go buy the fucking mount
wow.
to put on a gift for me? But yeah, I'm wrong for asking for nails. I'm Dusty or you Dusty?
So yeah, the dude was mixing.
So it was other shit he was doing.
He was mixing up the game.
I know
game
what
too
he
much.
Was. Yeah, what yeah, he was doing. He was trying to was live doing. The life like he can.
Like he could do it.
Right,
yeah.
but he can't.
He couldn't. He can't yeah. do it really.
He ain't about
he
that
was
life.
Flossing.
He ain't about that
this
life.
This nigga was flossing. And that's
he
what.
Be, but I'm Dusty though. I'm the one attracting Dusty niggas. But yeah, this nigga want to give me. A hand-me-down TV that's broke and then want me to go pay for the piece to fix the shit. And then, but it's a gift for me.
Somebody built for greatness. He said, Tariq, you're hearing it from Sarah's perspective. We're not buying it. All right? Well, nigga, do you know the nigga?
Right.
I'm just listening for what she's telling me. Do you know the nigga?
The
y'all know
I
the nigga?
No, he looks dusty.
Right.
Like now.
But I know how niggas be fronting. Niggas just
front.
Be saying shit.
Front. Nigga, bye.
Niggas be saying shit.
Nigga.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
He ain't nobody to lie on. That's the thing. Y'all think y'all more important than what you are. Don't
right.
nobody need to lie on you.
Right.
Like, he ain't no millionaire. He ain't Mark
but
Zuckerberg.
But he's trying
to
act. He's trying to act like he's a baller, but he's on a budget.
What's up? Who's calling?
I don't know why we still talking about
this. What's up, Tariq? I'm calling again this week. This is Bowman from Texas.
Hey, how you doing, fam?
I'm all right. I heard y'all talking about the Anthony family. What was it? What's that guy's name?
Carmelo?
Something Anthony?
Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony. Anyway, I heard something about how he said he wasn't really in a marriage like she was.
Right. We
and,
mentioned that.
Usually when a guy says something like that, from what I understand, is usually a guy, I guess, my mind is... blurred out for some
nigga.
Reason, but a guy usually isn't as I know it sounds weird, but a guy is not as committed as a woman sometimes. And in her situation, she knew what she was getting herself in because she was he's a basketball player, so there's going to be all these type of females running toward him. So he's not going to be as committed to her. But on the flip side of that, sometimes those are the things that actually keep women attracted to us men, because if we lost our sexiness, then that would mean that we're kind of, you know, done for with
no.
the woman.
What you talking about?
No,
what you talking about?
I,
nigga, you lost
I
me.
Think he I think
you
no.
lost me a little bit. Hold
no,
on.
I think I get
to
what he's saying.
Smoking crack. You need to stop smoking crack, nigga.
I think he meant desirability.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
what he meant, I think. No, okay. I don't want to, like, if women are like, ooh, your man fine. Like, if nobody's gawking over your man, then we feel like, oh, nobody want him no way. Don't nobody want him but me.
Okay.
So he basically, I feel like he's saying that if other women want you to, that makes you sexier to us. Which
okay.
for me, that's not true. But okay, maybe some women that
yeah,
turns
you gotta
it
translate.
On some freak shit.
You gotta
I don't know.
Translate for some of these niggas. I don't know where they're coming from. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Yo.
This Darius, man, from Orlando, Florida.
How you doing, brother? What's on your mind?
I'm good, man. You all right, man? Your voice kind of cracking up, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I told you. You know, I lost my voice, but I'm here. What's on your mind?
I'm trying to see. I'm taking my fiance to up there, Los Angeles, next month. I was trying to see if you can give me some advice of some good places to take, because she's never been there.
Okay. Well, y'all driving, flying? Where y'all? How y'all getting here?
We flying to LAX.
Okay. So how long y'all gonna be out here?
Probably for like just the weekend, like 3 days.
Okay. So when y'all come out, y'all should go down to El Segundo in Compton, and there's a burger stand down there. Wear a red shirt.
Stop.
Let me stop. Y'all. I want to get y'all shot.
No,
I'm bullshitting.
I don't know my way
around. So you've been to L.A. before?
Yeah, I've been to L.A. before.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, Hollywood. Take it to the Hollywood spots. Anything on Melrose, take it to the Beverly Center. Take her to the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica Pier. Take her along somewhere down PCA.
That place called Getty Place.
The where?
The Getty Center.
The Getty Center. Yeah, the Getty Center. That's right off the 405. Yeah. Yeah, they got the Getty Center off the 405. I mean, it just depends on what y'all like. You know, what kind of shit does your lady like? She a black chick? She a sister?
Yeah, she black. She a black chick. She like museum type stuff, historic stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The they got a museum downtown L.A. Take her, you know, Crenshaw, all that
art
shit.
Art gallery. Oh, man.
Art gallery. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. Yeah. All that shit. Right. Man, nothing. Roscoe's is a fucking
which
icon.
Which one? Which one do you like?
I like the one on Pico. That's I like
the
that one.
Yeah. Yeah. The one in Hollywood sucks.
Yeah. 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 So there's a lot
what's
of stuff. What up, brother? You're down to, and if you're trying to get some clothes, yeah.
Oh, go to the SLS. You know, I went there. Yeah. I went there the other night just for dinner. That's it. Have you ever had their drink? Oh, my God. We got to go back, me and you. We going.
I love that.
Girl, I seen everybody was in there. Marilyn Manson, Rick Ross. I was like, what is going on? It wasn't even a party. It was just like a restaurant.
Where's that?
SLS. It's at a hotel, but they have this restaurant called The Bazaar. La Cienega.
And like Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and they have these really weird exotic drinks with like they're like the ice cube is this big. They put in your glasses, it's smoking. It's,
God damn.
It's called like Miracle Mojito. They specialize in these weird drinks, okay. And it's called the Bazaar. It's very bizarre in there, actually.
Oh damn, it's a perfect name.
It's weird, but yeah.
Now, Layla, what else is going on in the news?
Oh,
sweetie?
This is so cute.
Look, this just came out. Show.
What does that say? Baller,
the side piece from Carmela Anthony used to date Ryan Henry.
Oh, they're all just, you know, dating down the chains.
Yeah,
no,
they make the rounds. Oh, Lord.
Let me see. Oh, no, I was talking about Janet. Okay, so you know I know Janet Jackson and her husband, they separated. But first of all, look at her baby. He is so freaking cute.
I saw.
Look black.
I know.
He
looked like DJ Khaled, baby.
He's so cute. But then
cute kid.
This is what I was wondering. Okay, so they broke up, but he just went on the internet and did like an open letter to Janet Jackson. I think this is cute. So now I'm wondering, like, why y'all break up? I guess he said.
Well, because she said that he was too controlling.
Okay, boo.
Some other wives somewhere.
No, she said that, like, she thought she was going to lose her fan base because, you know, obviously he's Muslim. He wants her to cover up and stop doing such provocative dancing.
You know what? There's a price for everything.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Janet Jackson. I'm like, hey, come on, dude.
Yeah, there's a price for everything. Like, he's with Janet, so he has to realize he's with a superstar. She's with a Muslim that cover. You have to respect
it. I feel like they both should have recognized who they were and should have never got married. I mean, you want a Muslim man who's a prince. Over in Dubai, like, come on.
We would all be married to a Muslim man over in Dubai if we wanted to be covered up and controlled. You get what I'm saying? So you have to decide if that's what you want to do. Like, okay, I'm gonna be with a billionaire, but I'm gonna be controlled. So you have to come with a price.
You know, what's funny? They always talk that, you know, they want the women covered up and controlled, but they be flying over Instagram models, thotting them out. That kills me.
That's so hilarious.
You know? It's so funny.
But yeah, but Janet, you know, when I saw pictures of Janet, I thought it was Magic Johnson's son.
EJ.
Yeah, don't see.
But he got skinny.
He did, but he got that big fucking head. So
yeah, he looked like I don't want to say weird. I think he got that gastric bypass surgery.
Yeah. And I like Janet, but Janet's looking weird.
That baby
knocked her pH balance off.
My thing is, why didn't he recognize who he was married, and why didn't she recognize who she was?
He cute though. You know, if I was gonna get with a billionaire. He cute.
You know, Janet was on the rebound from Jermaine Dupri. You know,
so anybody cute at that point. I mean, right. He looked better than Jermaine. He looked better than Jermaine.
You did.
He looks Tariq,
I'm a dude, so all these niggas look alike to me. I ain't about to say, ooh, girl.
He looked like a little light-skinned Elder Barnes, a little bit.
Girl, bye.
Oh, he does.
Get on out of here with that shit.
Lord.
No, but he basically said, you know, to the most beautiful person in the world, thank you for your divine love, your eternal support, and for being my best friend. I love you so much, and we'll always be together in great forever.
Oh, damn.
That was cute.
That's probably him like, don't tell all the secrets where you use the dildo on me. Because he probably wanted some freaky shit. They date sisters. They be wanting freaky shit.
I heard
with
Janet.
Oh, me too. I heard. No, Janet used to fuck with Bobby Brown.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Bobby
really?
Brown. Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Read Bobby's book.
Back in the coke days?
Yeah. She was cheating on the dude with Bobby. Bobby spilled the beans.
What?
Hell yeah.
Bobby might be lying.
No, you get sued. This is in his book. You get sued if you start lying with these major publishers. They double check shit. Oh, What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. What's going on? Hey, Sarah. Hey, Layla.
Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, this is Miss B. How are y'all today?
Hey, Miss B, how are you? We're good.
I'm doing great. No, I just, Sarah, I'm sorry about what happened to you with the incident, too, because I saw your Periscope video, and I don't know, Tariq, did you see her Periscope video?
No, what'd she do? What the fuck did Sarah do?
I didn't even see that.
What'd she do? What'd you do, Sarah?
I was talking about some of the disrespect from some of the brothers. And I was like, you know, I feel Sarah on that or whatever. Because, I mean, you know, some of the listeners and stuff, they did kind of go in on you a little bit. And once she kind of went into detail about it, it was kind of like, okay, I get where she's coming from, you know, but, you know, we don't have to eat each other up like that. You know, let's just try to be a little bit more understanding. So,
yeah, you know, niggas just talk shit on the internet. You take these niggas with a grain of salt. They just be saying shit to be saying shit.
I mean, yeah, of course. You know? No, but I kept getting tweeted all about the comment. Like, even my brother was really upset about it.
Yeah. He was like, you know, trip on that. That's how it is. Niggas talk shit.
My brother was like, he was so upset that he couldn't even really watch the show because of all the comments he was saying that they were saying about me afterwards.
Yeah.
It made him upset. So then he called me. See, I didn't even know about it until he called me. And that's what made me do the Periscope video, because I'm like, everybody keep tweeting me about the comments on that video.
Yeah.
So I just had to address it.
Yeah. And you know, look, these niggas are going to talk shit.
They that's are. They and be dusty, girl. We just got to let the dusty niggas
When you
blow.
Out there in the public eye, people are going to talk. You know, you look at my Twitter. I get not only, I get white supremacy. I get everybody. The white supremacist always.
And the thing is, they talk about how your kids look. They talk about you. Like
everybody. Oh, yeah. They talk about me crazy. They send me emails. They want to kill me.
Yeah.
I get death threats and all that. You know? So that's just part of the game. So, you know, you got to kind of get used to that.
Well, Tariq, also, I don't know if you heard this weekend that there was kind of some stuff that popped off on the east side of St. Louis, too, with the white supremacists basically trying to have an illegal rally at City Hall.
Oh, wow.
And the Black Panthers and the Nation of Islam and the brothers in the community came out and shut that down.
Oh, word.
So they pretty much, man, the city showed up and showed out. And I'm from that area, so I was on my way to an event with my family, and I kind of saw, you know, like the crowd, and it was just like, man, look at all the melanated people. They not having it.
Man.
They showed up.
When did this happen?
This past Saturday.
I got to, if there's a video, I want to see this shit, man. The media didn't touch on that. There got to be some kind of video.
There is a video. One of the ladies that kind of organized it, she posted some stuff on her Facebook page, but she wasn't having it. Like, this sister, she plays no games, and, like, her and the people, they were, like, out there, like, not today.
Love it. Email me a link to that, because, the media was real quiet. I want to touch on that, but thank you for the call, B. Okay. All right, beloved.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah, I love that, man. That's why we got to get together and start shutting the bullshit down. There was a situation out here in SoCal, in Hesperia, I think, where this white supremacist was up in Walmart. There was a fight in Walmart. You saw that?
I saw you posted.
Yeah, I posted that link. Yeah. And it was the white dude and his wife. They were fighting with some women in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And the white dude kept trying to hit the sisters. And people were like, hey, you know, you got to chill out. And the white dude was like, shut your fucking nigger ass up. Yeah.
So whoop the hell
yeah,
no.
And a brother came and bopped him in his motherfucking face and knocked him out cold. Then the brother got charged.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking, man, we might have to bail that brother out. If he's still in, after today's show, I'm going to go check and see if he's still in the county out there and see what's going on. But yeah.
But you know, Angel, he does videos on YouTube about this. And I think he's right. You know, it's going to take us to go to jail.
Yeah.
You cannot be afraid. You cannot sit here, black men, and watch a sister get fucked up by a white person, by an Asian person, and you sitting there filming it, and you over here worried about, well, I ain't getting any because I ain't going to jail. Nigga, Martin Luther King went to jail.
We just gotta start bopping these white supremacists in their fucking face.
To go to jail
we're gonna have to start bopping them.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Period.
Because look,
They're
up in the Bay. This white supremacist bopped this white lady, you know. And
he
knocked her in
the head. That's the one he called up, the brother?
No, his brother called my son. Called up because I made the shit go viral exposing who he was. And they still haven't arrested the dude. So, you know, these white supremacists, even in law enforcement, are protecting these white vigilante. So it's up to us to start bopping these fuckers, man. Right. You dig?
Stop being scared. Of going to jail, man.
Bop these bitches. Anyway. That's why I want to bail that brother out. If I find out the dude who bopped that white supremacist out here is in jail, I want to bail that dude out. I think his bail, they put it at 100,000. All we need is 10. We'll get him out. Yeah, we'll get him out. I'm going to find out. His name is Deshaun Wade, I think. All my listeners, look up Deshaun Wade and see if he's still locked up out there in Hesperia. And if he is, we'll get the paper. We'll do a quick GoFundMe, whatever, and get him up out of there.
Yeah.
Wow. Sarah, what's happening in the news, Sarah? Well, on your end.
Oh, did we already talk about Drake getting his side piece?
Well, okay.
We talked about that.
This just came in.
What happened?
Here, I'll let you read it, Sarah. I'm a little off today, girl.
Why you all? What you been smoking?
McDonald's employees.
You coming over here looking nice and toasty? What you been smoking today, goddammit?
No, that just came in.
What is that? What happened? About, is it about that Steven?
Yes.
I heard. What's the deal?
It's a McDonald's employees who helped capture Facebook killer Steve Stevens is in line for reward. Yep.
Okay. He stalled
$50,000.
Because he stalled him at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they all won $50,000.
Hilarious. Yeah, I heard something. Yeah, they got this nigga at a damn McDonald's drive-thru. That's why this shit seems fishy as fucking hell,
right?
Dude.
Come on now.
This seems too damn fishy. Dude, they got all types of surveillance cameras, satellites, toll cameras.
Shaking my head.
Man, GPS on phones, but they caught this nigga in a drive-thru at fucking McDonald's. Then he killed himself.
Right. But they still want the reward. They was like, kill himself or no kill himself. I want my 50 stacks.
Wow.
Period.
Wow. They ain't going to get 50. They got split it with like 10 other people.
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
10 divided into 50. No,
that's
I'm like, girl.
Yeah, let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
All the dust seems to be calling.
Hey, what's going on? Tariq, how you doing?
Hey, brother, I'm good. Who is this?
Hey, this is Najee from New Jersey.
Najee, how you doing, Naj?
Oh, I like that name.
What's going on, man? Your voice sounds janky. What's going on, Tariq? That vacation was legendary, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was in the pool with all those international germs and shit.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I don't know what came in my throat.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, okay, hey, Tariq, that was so not the right way to say that.
I think I worded that wrong. What floated? What floated in my throat? Because it might be moist niggas. Hello?
Oh.
You know, what floated in my throat in the swimming pool? That's what I mean.
Like, I've been waiting for Tariq. Look, all the moist niggas. Like, I can't wait for Tariq to say that.
Ooh, Lord.
I knew it all along.
Yeah, nigga, moist niggas to rip their shirts off.
I knew it all along. All right. Silly.
But go ahead, Najee. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, listen, it ain't really a relationship problem, but I'm just questioning whether, you know, this lady, like, was, you know, trying to test me. So, you know, it was a female that I knew for some years. You know, we never had sex or nothing. But, you know, she talked slick over the phone. She claims she's been trying to get with me for a while. But she's been pressing for me to take her out. And I'm like, that's not a problem. That's something light. She spent the night over the house. Ain't nothing happened. You know, she ran the whole. You know, I just don't want to. You know, I just want to try something slow. I just don't want to get sexual real fast. I'm like, cool. I knew her for years. So I was going to Miami.
Because Layla's over here eating a fucking now later. Loud as hell.
Sorry.
You good?
She got a Ricola.
I got
your
eating ass chicks.
Oh, you got one?
Let me get that Ricola.
You've been holding out this
I know. I'm struggling to breathe, and she got a purse full of fucking Ricolas. You should have gave me this an hour ago. Shit, I'm over here about to die.
That tell you right there.
Damn antidote in her purse.
The whole time.
Like an evil fucking supervillain and shit. So we got damn Ricola. You should have gave me this long time ago. I'm struggling.
Wait, so don't tell me you call her in Miami.
So what happened, bro?
No, I ain't catch in Miami, but what happened was, you know, a couple of my friends kind of bailed out.
Okay.
So I'm like, listen, what's up? I was like, meet me down in Miami, you know? So I'm like, listen, I paid for the plane ticket, and I'm like, you know, just come down and kick it with me. I didn't want to go down there by myself. So, you know, I bought the tickets at the last minute. She was like, well, I just want to let you know you ain't getting no ass.
I felt that as
disrespectful. So, you know, I just basically, you know, I just had to take an L on that plane ticket. So, you know, a couple hundred dollars. So I said, listen, baby, you could just stay home.
Damn. So,
I mean, no, but
you want to see it.
It wasn't about the sex.
Fuck that, nigga.
Right, it was.
She would have got her ass. She would have got her ass drug out that plane like that Asian man. So like, help!
I wasn't wrong.
A Bruce.
No, you weren't Bruce. Wrong. I'm going to admit you weren't wrong. She should have gave you some. She should have gave.
Wait, like, yo, was she? So, ladies, was she testing me? Like, what?
She tried it.
I think she just wanted to use you. To see how much more shit you was going to buy.
Everybody knows. If a dude buy a plane ticket, you giving up that.
Yeah.
Period.
First of all, if he flying you, like, come on. Period. She must be feeling you to some degree that, you know, she got on the plane and did all
and
that. I mean, come on.
That's why dudes shouldn't be spending money too soon. That's why I kind of get with dudes and tricking off little nail money and shit like that too soon, because you don't know whether the chick is putting you in a trick bag or not.
See, I feel like you ought, but she already been putting him in a trick bag, though.
I canceled the ticket before we even went.
Okay. That's good.
So that's good.
You did the right thing. She was trying. She has a dude, my nigga.
Once she said that, I said it was over.
She has a dude.
That's all, lady.
No, yeah, thanks for the call, Nancy.
See, that's the difference, Tariq.
She
already been putting him in a trick bag because he already, that ain't the first time he didn't spend some money on her ass.
Right.
So, and she's been said the same shit. See, my situation is different.
How so?
Because I wasn't sitting here trying to put this nigga in a trick bag.
Right.
That's
but
why.
He don't know that. He don't know. But well, but he
but it
was
her birthday.
Come on.
If it was a random day, maybe. But
I wasn't trying to. I don't put people in the trick bag. Right. I don't need to do that.
Because I could almost rock with your dude. But the thing is, he was talking all that. Let me pay for your birthday and all that shit. So he was putting it out there like he had it like that.
Yeah.
And if you put it out there like you got it like that, and then women are like, hey, give me some of that. Don't renege on it. You dig? So that's the problem. That's what a lot of niggas in the chat room don't get. They're like, how come you ain't really lacing up with game or giving the... No, this dude was putting it out there like he was holding.
He was.
And then when you're like, okay, if you hold it, nigga, well, let a mama go hold something. Oh, well, no, nigga, don't put your shit out there like that.
Yeah, dudes be putting it out
don't
there
be
like they got it. Yeah, stop fronting, bro.
Don't front.
I think it just goes back to what Lena said. You just got to know what person you're dealing with, honestly, because... I don't need to put no nigga in a trick bag.
But good thing you didn't waste too much time. See, that's horrible when you waste time.
Yeah.
And it'd be like six months later, and you're like, dang, this dude was like all the long just playing games. And you know what I mean?
See, but he been tricking money off on her, and she been saying that, I ain't giving you no ass. See, I wasn't talking like that.
You weren't even saying that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, when this dude wanted to get something, he couldn't get it up. So
how
is it
he messed up
that I'm the one that's wrong? Like, he was going to get some, but he couldn't.
He couldn't even handle it. That's
a
damn shame.
Right. Man. So, I mean, really. She over here saying, nigga, you ain't getting none. Man. Even though you didn't flown my ass around the world.
Yeah, she got a dude. That chick
has a
dude.
Okay, that's poor guy. Exactly. He's trying to use it. At least he's smart enough to get some ticket.
I know.
I'm glad he called up she should have gave you some. I agree with
that. Yeah, everybody know that. You getting flown out. You giving it
flown out is he paid for some other shit too, girl.
If a guy is flying you out, ladies, you're giving up the ass. Just
Hell yeah.
And you're lying if you say you did.
Yeah, exactly. You're lying. You're lying. Exactly. Period.
What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, hey, how you doing?
You gonna fuck her in baggage claim? What's up? Who's calling?
Your ass said baggage claim.
He can't even wait.
Nigga can't wait at all. He fucking he in the Uber getting his dick sucked.
Oh my god! The visuals.
What's up, fam? Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's Eli from New York.
What is that, Eli?
Yes, Eli from New York.
I hear an accent, brother. Where you from?
Harlem.
Sound like your family's like what, Trinidadian, Haitian? I hear like Caribbean.
No, just Jamaican.
Something. Where's your family from?
My family is from down south.
Okay.
Oh,
Why the fuck you sound exotic in like an island nigga?
He do sound like that.
He must eat a gang of jerk chicken or some shit. You sound like an island nigga.
Nah. All
right, what's on your mind, brother?
Nah, I had a question though.
Go ahead.
Because I plan on going to the Navy soon, but I've been dating this girl for 2 years. I was wondering if I should just cut her off.
Darn. So you think about going, two years, that's you got something invested in that chick, man. And
yeah, but here's the thing also, though. Like, I found out a while ago that she was, like, flirting with other dudes or whatever, and then I got my revenge. And I told her that I slept with four other girls.
Oh
nigga, y'all ain't even serious. Y'all get your ass. Take your black ass to the Navy and fight for the country, nigga. All the dusty shit you doing. Use your time to damn defend the damn country. You up here with dusty nigga shit. You trying to You're trying to decide against your career and ratchet
playing games,
nigga. Take your ass and get your suit,
get you a fade. Not at all. Cause I was completely faithful until I found out, you know, that she was like, you know, fooling around or whatever.
How the hell are you faithful and you find four girls?
And then you went fuck four chicks?
Your ass ain't faithful, nigga. Bye.
Nigga, you wanted that, the right. Four pussies. You wanted all four
Why
of them.
Why are you faithful then?
Wow. You wanted that. But, you know, now, did she fuck it?
You're trying to blame it on her. Right.
She was texting other guys.
Oh, she was texting other. Oh, so. Ooh.
Yes.
Now, was she fucking these dudes?
I didn't just do that. No, but it was like,
how you know?
It was like, it's not because it was not even just one person, though. And then she was looking up her ex, so I decided to do
she
that.
She was fucking,
you know,
these dudes, man. I mean, she was fucking.
She
these
had
dudes.
To be.
She had to be smashing these dudes.
Yeah, she probably had to be. You know.
Yeah, and how old was she?
She's 22.
Okay, and how old are you right now?
19.
Okay, damn. Wow. She's a little older than you. Yeah, so, you know, so she's on top of the game a little bit more than you, so she's just kind of playing around with you. That's one of those chicks.
Yeah, I felt
chicks.
Like she was looking for something, you know, something a little better.
No, but I'm going to tell you about chicks like that. Let me. When you have 22-year-old chicks fucking with 19-year-old niggas, anytime you have that, that's the kind of woman who don't want to grow the fuck up. Ooh. Those, I can almost guarantee she lives at home with her parents still. Does she have a kid?
No, she doesn't have a kid.
Good.
Does she live at home with her parents?
She does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She lives at home with her parents. She's 22. That's that motherfucker who, the perpetual teenager. Mm. She wants to act like she's in high school doing goofy shit. Dating niggas who are still in their teens so she can feel like a high schooler herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are high school games she's playing. Right. You want some grown man shit. You don't have time for that. Females like that to get you set up, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking with this chick and you come home and niggas tie you up and steal your damn weed money.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
You said weed money.
So, get your Navy game on. Get your career popping. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, women like that are a dime a dozen. You're going to get better. You're young. You ain't even no grown man yet.
So, I agree.
Right. I mean, the only reason I felt bad about it because she got my name tatted on it.
Oh! That don't mean shit. That don't mean shit. Nigga, I got about four or five
that
women.
Was played out.
I got that.
I got a gang of
twice.
Women with my name tattooed on.
That doesn't
shit.
Mean anything.
That don't mean
dude.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Women will.
Layla?
Women
Why
do
you think I got this big butterfly?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a cover up.
Nigga, women will have your name tattooed on their pussy and another nigga's poking it.
Yeah.
That, is,
oh
that don't
God.
Mean nothing.
True statement right there.
That don't mean nothing.
Crazy to me.
It's like when women, dudes will get your name, he'll get your mama name tattooed on him and be somewhere eating ass. They'll be eating ass all day. It don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
You think so? Get your money up, man.
Maybe having Jesus tattooed on the devil.
I know.
What? I've never done that.
Oh, man, please.
Yeah, I did that twice.
I've never gotten a person's name tatted on me.
Yeah, I just want to cover up butterflies. You think I just really want a big butterfly
girl,
on my
you
chest?
You really love somebody that much to get a tattoo?
But I was 18, girl, and he was 32.
Girl, I got my first tattoo at 17. Wasn't no nigga name.
I know. But see, he told me he was younger, and then I looked at his ID, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's 32. But then I already liked him. But he looks super young, but I didn't know.
Girl.
Yeah.
Women
know.
Don't give a.
No.
Women don't. Tattoos. I don't know what niggas think women getting a tattoo is going to stop the thottishness.
Nah.
Women will get a tattoo of Jesus on their titties.
Oh.
And be having a nigga run a train on them. The titties be making Jesus look like he's being crucified.
No.
One titty here.
No.
Jesus is like,
I can't.
This ratchet bitch. Besmirching my name. I rebuke this hoe.
You are the worst. He didn't came back from Hawaii and got worse, girl.
Yeah, he did.
He got worse. What
really
the hell
did.
Is happening?
Tattoos don't mean nothing.
No, they don't.
All right, look, it's time to get out of here, man. I gotta tell my wife to cook chili. She's like, you want bread? Yeah.
Can we come over for dinner?
Y'all need to.
Yeah,
she's
for
like,
real?
Salad.
Can we come over for dinner? Can we get invited?
I gotta do sign language to tell my wife, but hey, give me a sandwich, bitch. Oh, no. Shit. I'm, like, starving. Who's calling you, Sarah?
I don't know.
Wait, when are we going out for your birthday?
Who
Sarah.
The fuck? Let me see who that is, baby.
We should go to catch.
Hold on. Let's, who's
Hello?
Is she really going to answer the phone?
Oh, it's some.
Hello? Oh, hi.
Who's that, Sarah?
How you doing?
She's really having a conversation.
I know you're having a conversation. Tell that motherfucker you're on the air.
Okay. Rick. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, we doing a show, Sarah?
Who does it?
No, it was Apple. They were calling to say my laptop is ready to be picked up because I fucked my baby up by closing the
We're going out for your birthday again.
No.
Me, you, and Tariq.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are, Tariq.
I don't believe both of y'all.
Let's go to catch.
I don't believe you because you knowingly scheduled your vacation. I did.
It was spring break. My kids were out of school.
His wife was like, when should we go? He was like, now. Because that's a real conversation.
I went to the LA City Board and scheduled spring break right on your shit.
Yeah.
We got another person calling Sarah's phone. Hold on.
Hello, Sarah. You are 2 months delinquent on your car note.
If only that were true.
So stupid. Get out of here. We got to go. Give your Instagram, Sarah. How can we find you?
The Sarah Nicole.
At what?
At the Sarah Nicole. What the fuck? That's my name. What else you want me to say? It's Instagram. At the Sarah Nicole. What the fuck? What else you want me to say? Hey, don't be saying that I'm delinquent on my car note, because you know dusty niggas gonna be like,
I know, I'm joking.
The dusty crowd gonna come back, honey.
No, they gonna she come ain't delinquent. Back. I know she's not delinquent.
Oh my god,
they gonna be like, oh, she delinquent. Well, oh, shit, you know why I'm sober. Delinquent? Because you dusty niggas can't afford $40. That's why.
We should do a never mind.
Layla, where can we find you, Miss Lady?
At. At Miss Layla Lopez. So MSLAILA Lopez, LOPEZ.
Yes, indeed.
LOPEZ. Yes,
and y'all hit me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, TariqElite. Y'all get the fresh gear at TariqElite.com. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to 1804movie.com to get the movie poster. And the movie t-shirt. We're still working on the movie. It'll be out some months later from now. And y'all follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. I'm going to holler. Y'all have a good day, niggas.
Tariq got issues.